This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, a historic agreement bringing the first steps of peace to the Middle East. That story right after this short message.
When it comes to choosing a college, campus visits are important. But 2020 has made it tough to tour your top picks. At Liberty University, we understand, so we offer a variety of visiting opportunities. Tour campus from home with a virtual tour, or visit campus for a few hours for a daily campus tour. Dig a little deeper with Experience LU, a single-day event where you'll tour campus, meet with faculty and staff, and sample on-campus dining locations. Pick your perfect visit by texting VISIT to 49596. Again, that's VISIT to 49596.
In the midst of a pandemic, protests, and political posturing, peace is something that everyone desires, but no one thought possible. One area of the world that is not normally known for peace has made major strides to begin to normalize relations in their Middle East region, specifically between Israel and any neighboring Arab nation. There have been numerous failed attempts to broker peace deals in the Middle East from both Democrat and Republican presidents, but President Donald J. Trump took a different approach than his predecessors. He directed his advisory team, including his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, to focus on brokering a deal based around economics rather than politics. If you can get an economic relationship established that benefits both nations involved, then you can work through other issues from a common ground. After months of diplomacy, the Trump administration was able to announce on August 13th that the United Arab Emirates and Israel had established bilateral agreements that would normalize the relations between the two countries. The island nation of Bahrain followed suit and agreed to normalization as well. On September 15, 2020, on the south lawn of the White House, a crowd of invited guests gathered to witness the signing of the historic agreement commissioned, the Abraham Accords. President Trump addressed the crowd, saying that, "We are here this afternoon to change the course of history. After decades of division and conflict, we mark the dawn of a new Middle East." He was followed by Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said that, "This day is a pivot in history. It heralds a new dawn of peace, despite the many challenges and hardships that we all face. Despite all that, let us pause a moment to appreciate this remarkable day." Emirati Foreign Minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan, the brother of Abu Dhabi's powerful crown prince, thanked Israel for temporarily halting the annexation of Palestinian territories, saying, "Today we are already witnessing a change in the heart of the Middle East, a change that will send hope around the world." Bahraini Foreign Minister Abdul Latif Al Zayani said, "Today is a truly historic occasion, a moment of hope and opportunity." The four world leaders sat at a table in front of the crowd and signed the historic Abraham Accords, stating their part of the normalization agreement. President Trump told reporters that more peace agreements are in the works. "We are very down the road with about five other nations, and some theorize that the nations alluded to could include Saudi Arabia, Oman, Sudan, and Morocco." The peace deal was named the Abraham Accords after the patriarch of the world's three major monotheistic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. And in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3, God's covenant accord with Abraham concludes with, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." As peace is starting to blossom in the desert, the curses are starting to lift and the blessings are starting to flow. Keep your eyes open and be excited for what is coming next. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.